Starter Pack on Sokola Duma Radio. Welcome to My Starter Pack. In this show, we ask players for a walk down memory lane. Do they remember their first career goal? How about their first professional coach? And what was the first match they watched live? This week, we have a former Moroka Swallows star who earned 5 Bafana Bafana caps. It's Ryan Buerta. I'm your host, Slu Paho, and this is Sokola Duma Radio.
Sokola Duma Radio.
My first vrpa.
My first goal was a Nissan Sabre. I bought it and I signed in the PSL. I thought it was quite sporty and cool.
My first professional paycheck.
I think it was 10,000 rand.
My first house.
Yes, my first place was in Johannesburg with a teammate named Gareth Devine. It was somewhere, I think, Linksfield or somewhere. And then living myself for the first time was in Europe. My first contract overseas, I had no option but to live alone and become a big boy.
My first crazy expensive purchase.
Signing in Turkey in the Premier League there and buying every member of my family a watch. Ooh. An expensive watch.
Very nice. I hope they all still have those.
They do. They're nice watches.
My first make mama proud moment.
My first, probably I'd say real big make mama proud was, like I said, my first goal against Algeria for South Africa. I know Parrish just broke into tears. So, yeah.
My first professional coach.
My first coach in the PSL was Roy Matthews, and it was always really, really good. We still have a good relationship today.
My first professional agent.
I had just come back from Manchester and I was invited to a tournament in Pretoria with for Natal. Played there. I got cornered in a toilet by a guy named Glenn Binken. And he started talking to me on the phone with him, Gary Bloomberg, basically was based in London then. And then, yeah, so Glenn Binken was my first agent and he was with me through my entire career.
My first I made it moment.
Me scouting, he sent a letter from Alex Ferguson himself, invited me for a trial in Manchester. And then I thought, wow, okay, this could be real. Yeah.
My first mobile phone.
Oh, wow. It was the old Alcatel. It was a little blue brick. I think all it could do was text message and make phone calls every other day.
Ah, the good old days.
The good old days, yeah.
My first favorite teams.
Liverpool. I was born with my dad's a Levante Liverpool fan. So if I had to say, I've been Liverpool my entire life. I've got my dream to play for Liverpool. And obviously, locally, I was always a big Chiefs fan.
So you must be having a fantastic year right now.
Not complaining. That's all I'm going to say.
My first favorite players.
I really enjoyed watching Doc. I think I was 18 for the first time, and yeah, I have so much respect for the man. I couldn't commit to tackle, and I think he literally put his knee on the ball and made a massive for me. So it was always nice going to that. Internationally, I remember watching Scalacci in the 1990 World Cup. He came from Serie C into the Italian team for the World Cup, but they had no strikers, and he was top scorer with 6. And he was just a player's man and stuck in my head as a guy who just showed grit his entire career.
My first pair of soccer boots.
They were a pair of Nikes. I think it was the old Nike Tempo. You know, the big leather one with the big white swoosh on the side. I think it may have been that pair.
My first jersey number.
I think my first number may be number 3. I stand to be corrected. It was a very long time ago. I generally stuck to 3s, 7s. My favorite number in all-time play was 11. I play 11 most of the time. And then eventually what I'd do is I'd combine numbers that were made up 11. So toward the end of my career, if 11 wasn't available, I'd take 56. 5 plus 6 was 11, and my dad was born in 56. So that's sort of the progression I would change by keeping in a philosophy of my number that worked for me.
My first live match.
I think the first game was Amazonia Main Rangers when I was quite a young guy. My dad knew a lot of the guys playing back then. Mm-hmm. I remember being quite entertained. I think it may be in Chatswood Stadium. Again, I was quite young, so I might be wrong on that. One of the best live games I've ever watched was probably Man United versus Bayern Munich in the 1998 Champions League year they won. I think they drew 1-1 at Old Trafford, and I was there watching the game. Obviously, I was there on trial. And that was when Lothar Matthäus and players like that were still playing for Bayern. It was a great experience and a great game.
That's all for this week's edition of My Starter Pack. Thank you to Ryan Buerta, and let us know who we should have on the show next. From myself, your host, Slu Paho, and my editor, Simon Strella, have a fantastic day.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.